The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, the footballing world is in shock today following the death of 28-year-old Liverpool forward Diogo Jota in a car crash in the northwest of Spain. Flowers have been being placed outside Anfield as residents of Liverpool pay their respects to the forward. Joining me now with the latest from Liverpool is Michael Plant, Liverpool FC reporter with Liverpool.com. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Michael, I want to get what you know about both the accident and what's been happening outside Anfield. Just before that, though, Jamie Carragher was speaking earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
There's some of that he's had. He's probably going into the prime of his career. He's just won, you know, the league title with Liverpool, the Nations League with Portugal. He's married 2 weeks ago. It just shows us all, doesn't it, how quickly, you know, life can change.
Well, that's the bit, the how quickly life can change. I think an awful lot of people stunned that somebody who is in the prime of their life, in the prime of their career, and his brother as well, can be taken so suddenly. What do we know of the accident?
Yeah, well, I think Jamie Carragher summed it up really well there, the shock and the sadness that everyone feels, really. But listen, we know that the crash occurred in the northwest region of Spain, as you said, at around 12:30 in the early hours of this morning. Very sadly, a tyre blew out of his car and it forced it to skid off the road and ultimately resulted in a fire in the car. And both Diogo Jota and, very sadly, his brother Andre have passed away. And as you mentioned, he has recently married. He has 3 children, and it is just a very tragic, terrible event that has, I think, left not just the local community here in Liverpool mourning, but the whole footballing world, if I'm honest.
Well, again, it is that thing of somebody in the prime of their life. It is it's so unexpected that even those who wouldn't be supporters of any particular club, you can see how it would resonate and shock. What has been happening both outside Anfield and in Liverpool today?
Yeah, well, understandably, you know, Liverpool is a city that always bands together in the face of adversity. And fans today came down to Anfield. They laid flowers outside the ground to pay respect to Diogo Jota. They left shirts, scarves, other sorts of mementos as well. The flags at Anfield were raised to half mast, as they were at the town hall at Liverpool. And I think it shows that it isn't just a footballing story. This, it is captured, I suppose, the sadness of the whole city, really. And we also had UK Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner. She was already in Liverpool for an event previously arranged, but also made the journey across to Anfield to pay her respects. And, you know, I think the underlying, the fact that this just isn't a Liverpool story, there was also an Everton fan who showed up at the ground and just wanted to lay a bouquet of flowers to, as I say, pay respect, to commemorate not just a fantastic footballer, but by all accounts, a fantastic human being as well. And it's, we've seen similar scenes at Molineux outside Wolverhampton Wanderers, his other former club, and of course, his clubs in Portugal as well, his former clubs. So, as I say, just a really, really tragic event that has left people in complete shock.
And you mentioned Portugal. I see Cristiano Ronaldo paying tributes, and I assume a number of other both retired and current players have done the same.
Yeah, I mean, the outpouring of emotion has been incredible, really. You've got Cristiano Ronaldo, who you mentioned, of course, his longtime Portugal teammate, but you've also got Lionel Messi, some of the other top stars of world football, paying respects to Diogo Jota. And of course, current Liverpool players who are mourning not just the death of a work colleague, but a friend, someone that they were expecting to come into work on Monday when the club returned to pre-season training, and see for the first time in weeks to, I suppose, celebrate his recent life achievements that you mentioned, you know, in getting married. And a number of them have taken to social media to express just how sad they are, the likes of Alexis McAllister, Dominic Szoboszlai, and I suspect that other players will as well. And there might be some who just feel that they're just almost overtaken by the emotion of it, that they just can't put it into words. And I think the sense that keeps coming across from everyone is a just complete disbelief that this happened. No one can really wrap their head around the tragedy of it and what has occurred.
And of course, he only married, what, 2 weeks ago, is that right?
Yeah, I think it was the 22nd of June he was married, right? Listen, and we, you know, we can all relate to the joy that comes from a wedding and having been at these sorts of events, and you even see little clips today on social media, and you just cannot believe that the man celebrating that event, dancing, celebrating with friends. He's now sadly no longer with us. It's just, you know, it is just such a tragic event.
UEFA have said that they're going to hold a minute's silence at the Euros. Has the Liverpool, the club, put out any kind of statement? And have they given any indication as to how they're likely to mark his death? Because, again, it must be a difficult one for them to navigate, because they don't want to seem to be maudlin nor morbid nor mawkish, but at the same time, nor do they want to continue on as if nothing has happened.
Yeah, I think you've put that very well, to be honest. It's a very difficult one to know how to react. There hasn't been anything forthcoming from the club as of today. And I think that, you know, we've got to remember that people at the club are going to be mourning the death of a friend, as we all would in these sorts of scenarios. So I think that perhaps, well, there might be some news in the next couple of days, but at the moment there hasn't. And yeah, we are dealing with very, very raw emotions, as you can imagine.
Michael, really appreciate your reporting for us. Michael Plant, Liverpool FC reporter with Liverpool.com there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.